Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, what's up? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Friday, and this is your host and proud host, Stacey Johnson, the director and founder of the Association of African American Single Mothers. I host Black People Business Wednesday every day, and I also host The Diary on Sunday, and we are off on Saturday. And this is Labor Day weekend, holiday. Hopefully everybody is starting their vacation, starting their holiday, because I know I am. And tonight, our theme for the day, you know, what I try to always do is always try to pump all people up. But because I am an African-American, I try to pump up African-Americans to be proud African-Americans and not scared African-Americans. So tonight we are talking about, you know what, they want you to keep thinking you're a slave. And that's what all the, in my opinion, my humble personal opinion, all the hip-hop and all that stuff is all about, to keep you thinking about yourself as grimy and, you know, I mean, we all have backgrounds. I mean, my pops passed away when I was 15. My mom, everybody thought she was crazy. Well, yeah, she might have been a little crazy, but she was right. You know, we all got something that we come from, but you know what? We represent, really, we represent God in the universe. That's why we're here. We're here to represent the higher power that created everything. And when you're walking around looking dirty and your ass is hanging out and you're just looking dirty and you're talking dirty and you're talking nasty and you're just doing bad shit, you're not representing the being and the same thing that made the car you drive and the weed you smoke and the stars you see and the food you eat created you. And would you want to eat, smoke, drink something that was raggedy and nasty within the world? And the answer to that is no. Within the world, don't want to see you looking nasty and raggedy and half-assed. We want to see you representing the same thing that represented the tree you can go sit under and enjoy. We want to see you representing the same thing that created the water that you could drink. That would be God. So I want to see my people, Black people, representing the thing that made you. The weed you smoke, the car you drive, or the car you wish you drove. The people you wish you were, all of that was created by a God that created everything that's great and wonderful. So if you're not walking around trying to be great and wonderful, you're not in line with the thing that created everything, so you're not going to get what you want. That's how the universe works. Be in line with the thing that created all of us. The thing that created the thing you love the most is a beautiful thing. It's a loving thing. It's a wonderful thing. And if you're not being beautiful, loving, and wonderful, then you, in the long run, you're not going to get the beautiful and wonderful things. But see, if you want shitty things, that's what you're going to get. But me, personally, I want beautiful and wonderful things. Like a tree is beautiful and wonderful. Like the constellations are beautiful and wonderful. That God just, that's why I love God. God loves me back because I wake up. My bed is, bam, right there. I can wake up, turn around, bam, all the constellations. And I know them because, you know why I know them? Because I had parents that cared that I was an educated being, that I was a well-rounded being. So I know what the word constellation even means. So I look for Orion's Belt because that's the easiest thing to find. And Orion was just like, all right, there. I could see his legs. I could see his bow. I could see his belt. I was like, man, I don't even know why I went off of that, but be educated. My parents spent a lot of money so we could be educated. Martin Luther King shed good blood so you could be educated. So you ain't talking about a damn dream that your ass should have woke up from the day after he died. That should have, you know what? If your ass didn't wake up the day after he got pop out from a dream, that should have been your wake-up call that, you know what, It was a dream, but it's real right now. Let's handle business. So that was 49 years ago. And for Martin Luther King, I'm going to keep it real as much as I can and what I do. So this is Black People Business Wednesday on Friday, holiday Friday. I already got my ribs. I get up in the morning and see what I do, and this is what you should do. You know, get you a nice little bag, trash bag. That's all you need. Put all your stuff in there, the chicken, the ribs, everything. Okay? Put it all in there. And all you need are these three things. I'm going to give you my secret because whoever knows me knows I know how to burn. And barbecue is my thing. And we're going to sell this barbecue for the little children so we can get what the children need. Because everybody that's so-called these fancy Negroes we talked about yesterday, they ain't doing shit. So they obviously need little baby steaks to hook it up. And we're going to hook it up. But this is what you do for your holiday. I'm going to hook it up for you for your holiday. Get a plastic bag. All you need, put your meat in there. Hickory smoked salt. That stuff you can buy in that bottle, that little bottle, brown bottle. Garlic powder, salt and pepper. Boom, boom, boom. Put it all in there. Put it in there tonight. And cut the ribs, the racks. Cut them in half. You don't need to just cook them all just because they come like that. Cut them in half. And every 30 minutes, unless you put somebody on patrol, they look. Put them in the refrigerator and say, look, everybody, somebody got to turn this shit every 30 minutes from now until the time you cook them. And see, I'm cooking mine on Sunday after the Sunday show. That's what you do. Oh, my God, you have to come. You'll find me and want to slap me. That's all you need. You don't need all that old fancy shit they try to sell you everywhere. That's all you need. Now, go get you a nice sauce, already basic, and figure out how to cook. Add some shit to that, bam. You'll say, oh, my God. And with your ribs, you know, cook it till it's almost done on the grill. And then take it in the kitchen. Put it in the oven. And put a little bit of water in that same liquid hickory smoke sauce in the water with the ribs and cook it at 300 for about maybe another 30, 45 minutes. Slow, slow, slow. Until the meat's falling off the bone. Then, woo, woo, woo. He said, oh, that girl know how to make some ribs. And then figure out your own sauce because I ain't giving you that. Because if I gave you that, you'd be selling my shit before I could sell my own shit. But that's what you do for the weekend. That's what I'm doing. And anybody that knows me knows, yummy, yummy. Anyway, this is Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. The party's already started. I love my black people. I love myself. That's why I do it. I love myself. I love children. I love black children because I don't want them to think that they're really nothing. Because today, these black kids ain't getting, they don't know nothing. They don't know nothing but a bunch of bullshit. And I thank God. My parents loved me enough. My mama loved me enough to make sure I got up every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock and went to the Natural History Museum off of there, off of Exposition, and the train tracks, wherever that is in L.A., where I grew up. And I was the only Negro in there at 7 in the morning scared at the live versions of the buffalo and all that shit. But you know what that did? They gave me a love of education. They gave me a love of education. Period. That's all I really needed, and that's what any of us need. Because if you know, even if you, that's what I tell my son. I said, look, son, okay, don't go to college. I said, but you got two perfect examples. Look at your mama. Look at your daddy. One of us went to college. One of us didn't. You choose. Ain't no different. You're not no different. So I ain't got nothing else to say. I ain't going to say nothing more about it because everybody's grown. Okay? So you choose. What you get when you educate yourself and what you have to do when you don't, you choose. Ain't anybody got time to tell no grown-ass kids what to do. If you, your life and your example isn't enough, forget about it. Anyway, so today, quit being a Negro. Wait, is that what we talking about? Oh, a slave, same thing. Now, slave mentality, when you don't vote, when you don't think that, and that's where we're at right now, because it's very important that you vote. I don't care who you are. It's very important that you vote. But I'm specifically talking to my African-American brothers and sisters here in America. If you don't think it's important to vote, then you are a slave. You still a slave. Okay? Because slaves, first of all, they don't feel they have ownership in where they at, what they doing, where they living. Okay? So if you don't vote, then you have no stake. If you don't have no stake, then you don't vote. So you're a slave. So if you don't think it's important to vote, you're a slave. If you happy being a slave, then that's the life you're going to live. You're going to live the life of a slave. And if there's more of you slave Negroes out there than more of us free Negroes, then you messing up the free ones. And technically, we all free. So quit being a slave. When you think like a slave, you think your vote, there's no benefit to your vote. There is, because if you don't vote, somebody is, and the people that do vote and not going to vote in your due, then you're going to be all mad. And it's very windy outside. I'm about to shut my window. We good. Okay, now we good. Because we might knock my Laker stuff out the window. We don't want to do that. Okay, it's good. Because I like the breeze. It's a beautiful night in Sacramento. All right. If you're a slave, you don't have anything to fight for. Again, you don't vote. You don't feel you have rights. You don't vote. And you don't vote. So I already know tons of black people that don't vote. So if you don't vote, you're a slave. Okay? And also, not being educated in what America can, how America can benefit you, you're a slave. You're a slave. Because you're just, like, chilling. As long as you got a job or as long as you can get over on people and get up every day and do the same thing you did yesterday, you're a slave. Don't be a slave. And that's what I'm trying to say. Educate yourself about the things of the world. And even if you, I mean, educating yourself is nothing more than finding somebody that really knows something and listening to them. That's how I tend to get educated. I find the most educated, most productive people I can see out there, and I listen to them. So don't be a slave. That's what it's all about. So my first thing, because like I said, I know more people that are not going to vote than are. And you need to vote. So let's talk about some of the things, some of the good things that are going on. All that voter ID, all those voter ID laws are getting banned, getting knocked down. Ohio today, we found out voter suppression. They're not going to be able to do it. Let's see what happened. Well, first of all, whoever wins Ohio, the state of Ohio, usually is president. So what they tried to do, a couple of things. Two Supreme Court decisions were banned, knocked down, I guess, or were in favor of people, black people. There's a lot of black people that live in Ohio, you know, and they tried to, I guess a lot of them vote the first 3 days prior to the actual election or early voting, I guess, and minorities usually vote early, and they tried to ban the early voting. They knocked that down. So that was good. That was Monday. That was today. And Monday, I guess, in Ohio, so they had two things going on where they were trying to get the black people not to vote. That's why it's very important to vote. And you know what? Before we take the break, I'm going to tell you why, for me, okay, if you're listening to me, and there are people listening to me because I check it every day, if you're listening to me, vote for me because I'm going to tell you why it's very important that I vote and I make sure my kids vote. And I want you to vote. If you don't vote for yourself, I want you to vote for me, and I'm going to tell you why in just a minute. But, okay, in Ohio, let's go back. Two things in Ohio. Monday, I guess they had a ruling in Ohio that applied the last election that will not apply this election, that I guess if the dudes at the polls say, oh, no, you're not supposed to vote here, you're supposed to vote down the street, and you vote down the street. Used to be a law that if you voted in the wrong place, they could throw your vote out. Well, Monday in Ohio, they knocked that rule out. So they made it very, very more fair than it was the last time the president won, to win in Ohio. And usually, once again, whoever wins Ohio usually wins as president. So very important. Now, let me tell you, and we're going to take a break. There's a lot of other stuff we want to cover before, but my thing is don't be a slave. So if you're not voting, you're a slave. So keep that in mind. Every day you wake up, I don't plan to vote. I'm a slave. Who wants to be a slave? It wasn't fun. I'm going to remind you what it's like to be a slave in the next upcoming days. But you don't want to be a slave. And the best thing you can watch on the history of slavery in America, pre-slavery, during slavery, and post-slavery, oh, my God, Africans in America by the History Channel. Excellent, excellent, excellent. White people, black people. White people being real about slavery, that's why I loved it. You don't find that very often. Anyway, now, why it's very important to me that I vote, my children vote, and everybody within the sound of my voice that listens to me on a regular basis, and anybody that says that they love me needs to vote. My dad was born in 1912. So this year in May, on May 2nd, he would have been 100 years old if he was still alive. Well, my dad served in the military. My dad gave birth with my mom, 10 kids, raised them, put them all through private school. Well, again, was in the military, had sons in the military. But because of the screwed up, messed up laws in America, my dad was at the age of 50-some years old before he could even vote in his own country. That's why it's imperative that I vote. It's imperative that my children vote. I see your grandfather served in the military when he was in his early 30s or something, but couldn't vote in that same screwed-up country until he was damn near dead. He died when he was 60-some years old. He couldn't vote until he was 50. How screwed up is America? I mean, why would you keep the? That's crazy. I mean, America. I mean, it's a check. We're in check because I know ultimately, and like I said on the last show, I'm like they're not gonna win because God wouldn't allow such injustice in His land. If you claim, you shouldn't have claimed it. This is a Christian nation. Well, that means Christ, and Christ is in God. There, He's not a person, a God of injustice. He's not, and a lot of the stuff that the Republicans are doing, they're unjust. It's not right. It's never been right since Ronald Reagan. So you reap what you sow, so just chill. The main thing is the people, you know. If 98% of the people were like Romney, then cool, we all cool. But no, it's just the opposite. Only 2, 3, 4, 10% of the people are like Romney. So Romney need to really be relate the current president and his boy, and I love Joe. And so it's imperative to me, to my kids, and I tell my kids, you know, we did too much for our kids, my generation, shit. We bought them too much shit, so they don't care about nothing but whatever, you know. But I'm teaching mine. They get it. But I have to tell mine. You know, your own grandfather, my father, could fight for the country, could jeopardize his life for this country, but couldn't vote until like 20 years later, 30 years later. What the hell? So this is the diary, Black People Business Wednesday. On Friday, the day of a holiday where I already got my ribs. I don't know. And I got baby bags because I don't like all that extra stuff. So I had to get me some baby bags. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to play some music. Love Dr. Still ain't updated nothing, but it's all good. When we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Ryan and all of the just the dirty tricks of the Republicans. And you know when you some dudes, you know, vice president, you should really practice his name a lot so you make sure you get it right. You know, unless you bloop, bloop, had a couple, you know, like me, then it's fully understandable. So we'll be back. We're going to take a break. I think I got to use the potty, and I love everybody within the sound of my voice. I love those that don't. And, like, I love you, and those that know I love them because my baby, my grandson, Elijah, said, told his mommy that he wanted to go to the airport. He wanted to get in the sky and go see his granny, and I'm his granny. So love is a force, and no matter where you are, those that love you, past, present, or future, they can feel it if it's real. This is the diary, and we're about to take the break. All right. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Friday, the Friday before the holiday. We will be off tomorrow. We'll be on Sunday. And typically we will be off on every Saturday because I have my other little talk show for my for-profit SF Johnson Consulting. And we talk about stuff for contractors and that kind of stuff. So I do that on Saturday. And but just know I'll be thinking about you. And it is the holidays. I hope everybody is enjoying their family. You know, every holiday I used to go all out for my children because my daddy used to always go out for us. And I have the fondest memories of watching my dad at the pit he made out of bricks, okay? And that ain't no lie, okay? My dad was a Don, and he was a man. And he was cute, and I was built just like him, so I really appreciate my daddy. And I used to watch him out the bathroom window while he was getting his barbecue ready in the morning while 10,000 Negroes would come eat for free. And I was like, now that I'm thinking about him, my goodness, he was magical because you know, even for his grandkids when he was an old man, you know, he turned old trees into dinosaurs you could get on and play. You know, and then he got sick and all the dinosaurs deteriorated and all the animals died because people in his family was faulty and I was just a baby. So now I got to take over now that I'm a big girl. I got to keep up in his memory. And I got the greatest honor from the sister I love the most. And when I was taking care of her, she said, you know what, the way you take care of your kids reminds me of this. So anybody can kiss my ass because somebody I love says I remind her of my daddy. And my daddy was the greatest man besides Jesus, pretty much. Anyway, you get to talking about Willie Thomas Johnson with me. And if you want to look up my daddy, you can look up my daddy. My daddy was the founding member, or one of the founding members of the Golden Gate Quartet, Mr. Bill Johnson, and was inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. This year, or was it last year? I can't even remember. But yeah, that's my daddy, so don't even mess with a nigga like me. Anyway, this is Diary Black People Business Wednesday. On Friday, don't get me to talking about my daddy or my mama, because first of all, I'll fight you. Second of all, I'll cry. So whichever one comes first, Negro, anyway. Okay, let's talk about Clinton. Speaking of old people. Okay, what's up with Mr. Clint? See, and I think it was a setup, me personally, and I tend to have insight, and it's probably, you know, in the long run after Mr. Obama is elected president again. You know, if you look at Clint Eastwood's history, the crazy old guy, the old fella, 82 years old, he believes the same damn things as Obama. Women have the choice to choose of gay marriage. He believes all the same things. So what Romney thought they were getting was probably an Obama supporter who was going to denounce Obama. What they got was a crazy old man who's not really crazy. He's a very brilliant man who just went and just sucked it up for him and made them look crazy. So thanks, Clint. I was thinking, that's a setup. But it worked. I think it worked because it made them look dumb because they didn't take the time to ask Mr. Eastwood what he was going to say. And when he asked for a chair, they figured, oh, I thought he was going to sit down. He's 82. Yeah, but he's got $82 billion, and I doubt he needs to sit down. He just looks old. Anyway, that was good. All right, so let's talk about Ohio. Good looking. With the Supreme Court folks, because I already said this is this is God's country. This is a country where people can freely represent Jesus Christ, not Jesus. I mean, every version of Christianity there is, you find it in America and other stuff. This is God's country, okay? This is Jesus' country. Whether you're Jehovah's Witness and don't want to celebrate his birthday, but you want to celebrate him, or you don't want to celebrate anything about Jesus because you know maybe you may have done a couple of things wrong, but you burned a lot of candles, or you're like me, you mix Jesus and Santa Claus, you don't know. But the purpose of America is we represent Jesus and Christianity in a gazillion different ways. God is not going to let somebody that just says they represent him and then want to, I mean, Jesus, his whole thing was, I never got in people's business. If people came to me, I gave them my blessing or I curse, you know, I told them what they should be doing. You know, I was a dude that walked around pretty free. I didn't put any, and then I really did denounce a formal religious church as an institution. And, okay, let's go back to the Republicans. Ryan, okay? Let's see. So I guess Ryan, and we'll continue this on Monday, I guess the day that Obama was elected, I guess Ryan and nine other people had a meeting saying how they were going to defeat him 4 years later, a.k.a. like right now. So dirty tricks, Republicans, black people. Well, if you don't, you're a slave. If you want to be a slave, then I'm fine with that, you know. But we can't do that. We have to represent. As far as, you know, all this voter stuff, no, people die so you can vote. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. Have a wonderful holiday. We're off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Sunday. Do your ribs, like I said, if you want them to taste good, okay? Cook them slow, not on top of the coals, and if you do, make sure they don't burn them up. Let me know how they taste, and I love you, and we'll talk to you on Sunday, but love your family, love your black people, love all people. But if you're black, find somebody black that's broke down and bring them up. That's all I can say because that's our job. Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. Talk to you Sunday on the diary, and God bless.